每日焦点新闻由世卫国际置业有限公司独家赞助。
欢迎收听2019年7月23号星期二大千世界 HK 的每日焦点新闻，我是卢浩然。政府至今仍然未充分回应反对修订逃犯人士的诉求，加上元朗区接连发生暴力袭击事件，网民在星期六即是27号的下午4点发起光复元朗的游行，由元朗水边村游乐场游行至港铁元朗站，之后会举行集会。怀疑曾经同元朗站袭击案白衣人握手的立法会议员何君尧，星期二出席电视节目录影之后表示，会一视同仁谴责任何犯法的人士，又说同白衣人握手不代表认同犯法的行为，但他否认会同施暴的白衣人割席。元朗星期日晚发生暴力袭击之后，区内不少店铺一度暂停营业或者提早休息，市面星期二大致恢复正常，街上人流车流亦都回复，但仍然比平日同样的时间少。至于银行、马会等亦都恢复运作，大型商场的店铺亦都重开。港铁元朗站星期日晚发生的暴力袭击，一批白衣人殴打市民和记者，亦都引起国际关注。英国内务大臣穆里森星期一在国会表示，英国谴责元朗暴力事件。
Hundreds of thousands of people took part in a largely peaceful march on Hong Kong Island. However, some protesters diverted from the approved route, and there were clashes with the police.including outside the Chinese Central Government Liaison Office. Last night, there were disturbing scenes in the New Territories town of Yuen Long. A group armed with canes and poles attacked pro-democracy protesters and other passengers at the metro station. 45 protesters were reportedly injured, one critically, and we were all shocked to see such unacceptable scenes of violence.
穆里森又说，英国坚定支持港人继续享有高度自治，同埋以和平合法的形式示威抗议，呼吁香港政府需要就元朗以至近几个星期的冲突事件展开全面的独立调查。穆里森又说，英国将会继续支持中英联合声明，希望中方亦都是这样。美国国务院就发表声明，形容元朗的袭击事件是犯罪集团对公民施以有组织的暴力，同埋试图袭击记者令人不安，又说香港的自治持续受侵蚀，威胁到他在国际长久以来的特殊地位。美国总统特朗普星期一亦都在国会提到香港的反修例示威，他说中国国家主席习近平已经非常负责任行事，香港市民已经抗议了很长时间，他希望习近平能够做正确的事。
I don't think China stopped them. China could stop them if they wanted. But I think President Xi of China has acted responsibly, very responsibly. They've been out there protesting for a long time. I've never seen protests like it where you have that many people. It looks like 2 million people. Those are big protests. But I think that President, I hope that President Xi will do the right thing, but it has been going on a long time.
元朗星期日晚的暴力袭击案，警方再拉了一个39岁男人，至今一共拉了7个人。国际方面，南韩证实俄罗斯和中国军方一共5架军机曾经闯入南韩的防空识别区，韩方的战机向俄罗斯预警机的方向开火示警。这节新闻报道完。
每日焦点新闻由世卫国际置业有限公司独家赞助。